This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Pueblo is temporarily reducing transit service after a bus driver tested positive for COVID-19. The driver may have exposed three of his colleagues. A spokesperson says it's unlikely that he exposed any passengers because of safety measures already in place. The First Gentleman of Colorado was discharged from the hospital today after being treated for COVID-19 since Sunday. Marlon Reese was diagnosed 10 days ago, as was Governor Polis, who drove him home this morning from UC Health in Aurora. Congress appears to be on track to approve funds to restore miles of stream bank along the South Platte River. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackas reports.
Congressional leaders have approved a final version of the Water Resources Development Act for 2020. It includes nearly $350 million for the South Platte River and Tributaries Project. The restoration work will create more green space through the heart of Denver and help to protect homes and businesses from the threat of future flooding. The legislation is expected to be approved by both chambers before the end of the year. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackas, CPR News.
Denver licensing officials have proposed allowing recreational pot deliveries within city limits. The city council would have to approve the plan that would also allow indoor marijuana bars and add more dispensaries and cultivation sites. Meanwhile, the Aurora City Council has given preliminary approval to allowing same-day delivery of recreational marijuana. You're listening to CPR News.